Good afternoon. It's October the 1st. And I'm still dealing with that conversation I had with one of my friends. And the question comes to me, hey, should you work with a real estate agent that's never done a deal? So should you be the guinea pig for someone doing their first real estate deal? Now, it's a weird thing, like as a real estate agent and having done a number of deals, I didn't really have an issue with my first deal. It wasn't a problem. It went relatively smoothly, and that was that. Now, the deal I'm hearing about is going awful, and the reason why it's going awful, I can trace it pretty quick, and that's because the person's getting no mentorship. The agent's getting nothing from their office. They're not helping in any way. In some offices, they do say they'll train you to be a good agent, and they mean it. And then there's other offices where that's part of the game, like that and technology. So technology to most brokerages is, well, we'll give you an email address with the corporate branding in it so that you look legit. And with the training, you know, it's, well, we have lots of people. We have an onboarding manager, and therefore we're really, really good at training. In this particular case, the things that are getting screwed up are just, it's just over and over and over. I mean, we saw the first red flag yesterday. That is, what the people want and what their budget is are two different things, and they really can't afford anything right now. They should be waiting. But instead of waiting to buy a house, they're going to buy a horrible house and one that's priced cheaply. And there's a reason why things are priced cheaply. This agent needs a deal, right? Because the agent needs to get paid. If the agent doesn't get paid, the agent can't continue to be an agent anymore. So they're really, really hurting. And they've probably done the math, and they've probably figured out that on this particular deal, at this particular price, the most they can make is like 60 cents, if that. And so it's just a bad situation. Now, I did work a deal. I was representing the buyer, and we were working with sellers, and the listing agent was new, but they had somebody working with her. So the whole time I could talk to the experienced agent and get the deal done. That's 100% what's not happening in this case. So a question to ask yourself, say you have a friend that just jumped into the real estate game. They're going to be a real estate agent. Should you use them first? Should you be their first victim? No, unless, and I strongly advise, unless you know for a fact they have somebody watching over them, and it's not the broker, it's another agent. Brokers have 100 agents to look after. They're not going to pay attention to one. That you need an actual agent that actually has done deals, and then yes. But even then, I don't understand why you would, because you just need experience. But everyone has to start somewhere, so there's that. And if you're really good friends and you can handle a bungled real estate deal, then you should be great. Other than that, I'm headed out. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Later.